It is time for the finale. Lansing Lugnuts, West Michigan Whitecaps from Jackson Field on a lovely...
Lugnuts!
It is time for the finale. Lansing Lugnuts, West Michigan Whitecaps from Jackson Field on a lovely...
Wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Jake Christensen, and you're listening to Lugnuts Baseball. Let's get back to the broadcast.
The Lugnuts are getting all set to take the field. Here's Adam with the starting nines.
All right, Jesse, thanks so much. Let's begin with West Michigan coming in here 15-8 and 59-29 overall. Peyton Graham leads off at second base. Jack Penny bats second at shortstop. Isaac Pacheco hits third. He's at third. Andrew Jenkins batting cleanup at first base. Austin Murr swings fifth in left field. Luke Gold, the DH, swings sixth. Patrick Lee hits seventh in right. Woody Haydeen batting eighth in center, and the catcher, Bennett Lee, rounds out the order. Graham, Penny, Pacheco, Jenkins, Murr, Gould, Lee, Haydeen, and the other Lee in support of the lefty, Andrew Sears. You got a spotlight hitter for me?
It's Isaac Pacheco, 12 career home runs against the Lugnuts.
All right, now for the Lansing Lugnuts, 11-12 and 47-42 overall. JKG leads off at short. TJ Schofield, Sam bats second at first. Nate Nankill's in left field hitting third. Tommy White, the third baseman, bats fourth. Ryan Lasko's in center, hitting fifth. Yama batting sixth at second base. Jared Dickey bats seventh in right field. C.J. Rodriguez makes his debut as the catcher. And Saheed Valenzuela rounds out the nine as the DH. Kuroda Grauer, Schofield, Sam, Nankill, White, Lasko, Yama, Dickey, Rodriguez, Valenzuela in support of Mr. Shaw.
Kuroda Grauer, four hits yesterday. How does he follow up?
All right, let's go down to the field. Becky Hill with your national anthem on this bluey Sunday, and we have got cloud coverage up there in between that blue sky. Sunday, July 20th, 2025, Lansing looking to salvage and get one win in this series after West Michigan won last night, well, 15-4, and Friday, 5-2. The Nuts coming in to start today's game 11-12, 47-42 overall. While West Michigan 15-8 in the second half at 57-29. All right, with the call of the game to wrap up this mini homestand, here's the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jackson, let's go for a tour, but not to Australia, not down under, just around the field. Nate Nankill in left, honored earlier today as the Lugnuts Booster Club Player of the Month for July. In center field, the speedster Ryan Lasko. Jared Dickey's in right. TJ Schofield Sam plays first. Casey Amucci's at second. Joshua Kuroda Grauer is at shortstop. He's been superlative. At a third base, Tommy White. the catcher C.J. Rodriguez, and the man on the mound, Sha Tsuchen Sha, depending upon your pronunciation, how you'd like it to go, out of Taiwan. And Sha has been better and better as things have gone on with Lansing. Down to the field real quick. All right. Adam, let's talk about the right-hander Sha, who's about to take on a Whitecaps offense that yesterday put up 19 hits, the majority of which were extra base hits, including four home runs. First about Sha himself in a vacuum. When he succeeded, what has he done well?
Well, I think he's done a nice job of locating that fastball. He can run it up there, and then he can work his secondary pitches as well, but got to find the zone, got to mix the pitches.
It's 1:05 p.m. The pitch to Peyton Graham. Check swing foul. Here to the Lansing dugout, then ricocheted back out again. Coming right back to Sha. How about that bounce? That tosses it to the bat boy. If he wanted it, he could have it. We're underway right on time.
Oh, yeah, and also he's got that boomerang ball he throws.
I mean, it's Bluey Day, so apparently everything's going to have that Aussie theme. Righty, righty, at 0-1. Graham foul tips, strike two. Fastball for Sha to start, 91 miles an hour with a slider and the change. And this is generally where we've seen him go, elevated fastball for the strikeout. Fires the 0-2. Fly it up in the air and foul off the right side. And the fastball was elevated, but that was going to be a strike, and a good job by Graham to spoil it. Peyton Graham hitting 280, 67 Ks in 71 games. The toss, slider just missed the inside corner. Oh, baby. Just to see if the front door was open.
Well, it's closed, so try again later.
Somebody find the key. A 1-2. Off the fist, in the air, left center field for Ryan Lasko. Coming forward, he runs it down. One away. And now Jack Penny. Penny returning to West Michigan's order today, yesterday, for the first time since late May. And he returned yesterday by going 1-for-5, 1-for-6 with an RBI double and an RBI groundout. Now the first pitch here is down low. Ball one. Fifth rounder last year of the Tigers. He impressed us in the earlier series between Lansing and West Michigan at LMCU Ballpark. Had some big swings, including an Oppo homer. He takes up and away, and it's 2-0. That's the changeup from Sha. Last time out for Sha, he struck out 6 Great Lakes Loons in 4 innings. Did give up 3 runs. The pitch. Penny swings and fouls it away. Left side. Overall for Penny, 258 the average. Only 2 home runs. The one against Lansing and another. What he's been great at has been drawing walks. 30 walks in his 38 games. 2-1 pitch. Hit up in the air, out to center. Another chance for Lasko. It's a can of corn. Trotting forward. He accepts out number 2. A pitcher can pitch pretty darn effectively if you keep on getting lazy flies to Lasko.
Lasko will probably appreciate that too, since he's been running all over the place since Lansing got back here to Jackson Field on Friday.
Isaac Pacheco's the batter. He's been one of those who's done damage, though he had the day off yesterday. Homer the day before. First pitch. Down and in. Slider. The appeal of a check swing, I believe. Time granted to Pacheco. Pacheco checking in with the home plate umpire Michael Cross. For Isaac Pacheco, his home run 2 days ago, his 7th homer of the year. The pitch from Sha. Down and in. Bright orange batting gloves for Pacheco. Tiger orange with the blue of the uniform. Pitch on its way. Line drive, right field, base hit, one hop in front of Dickey. Dickey gets it in. Two out, single for Pacheco. What is this, Adam? That's a base hit, but it's not an extra base hit.
We haven't seen anything like it in the first two games of this series. Those all come fourth inning or later.
Andrew Jenkins steps in now. Jenkins yesterday, six at-bats, one single, two doubles. First pitch, down and away, yanked the fastball. And Andrew Jenkins' final double of the night yesterday was a three-run double to cap a five-run ninth inning. And that made the game officially a laugher. The Whitecaps won it 15-4. Ball one offering. Swing and a miss. He was late. And that's where that Shaw fastball, it's got some good carry to it. We've seen a lot of swings and misses at it up in the zone and up above the zone. Righty, righty, no score, two outs. The pitch. Fouled away on the air right side. Strike two. Sean Soon Shun, 6'3", 190 pounds. 21 years of age, first signed by the Athletics 2 years ago. Let's it fly. Up and away. Jenkins wouldn't chase. And Shaw working with C.J. Rodriguez, the veteran catcher. Austin Murs on deck. It's a short lead at first for Pacheco. Not a threat to run. Here's the pitch. Just up and away. Full count. I mentioned earlier about Jack Penny drawing all those walks. Penny has drawn more walks than Jenkins, though Jenkins has played in 19 more games. He's swinging if it's close. Pacheco runs, payoff. Foul the way right side. That was close. A little late on the fastball at 92. Wind sprint for Pacheco. We have a thick cloud cover right over the ballpark. And the temperatures are in the low 70s here. I've got it at 72 degrees and windy. 3-2 is high. Jenkins takes ball four. He would not go up there with Shaw. And a single and a walk after the first two batters were retired. West Michigan's got something going. Austin Murr got the scoring started yesterday. Took a curveball from Grant Judkins, and he lofted it out over the 23-foot-tall right field corner wall. That was his fifth home run of the year in high A. Two on, two out, scoreless. Top of the first. Righty to lefty. Strike called. Change up to start him on the inner third.
Well, you really would love to get through the first few innings without giving up any runs, but that starts here by getting through this first inning before you can build on the next couple.
Shot at the plate. Fly ball, center field. In comes Lasko. Out goes Carota Grauer. Carota Grauer calls, and he makes the catch right in front of his former college teammate. Side retired. Shaw strands two. Go to the bottom of the first inning. West Michigan nothing. Here come the Lansing Lugnuts against Andrew Sears.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are what we call amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow. Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Millions of kids go to schools that don't have funding for books, computers, and so much more just because of where they live. You can help change that. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You choose which supplies to support. You could provide first graders with pencils and paper, or other students with their first chapter books, help a music class get a guitar.
You could even supply a classroom like mine with a science project. But what you're really giving is the moment that sparks a brighter tomorrow.
To learn more, please visit donorschoose.org. That's donorschoose.org. Choose students. Shape the future.
Hi, I'm Dave Burba. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Let's head back to the game.
Joshua Kuroda Grauer, TJ Schofield, Sam, Nate Nankill coming up, bottom of the first on the southpaw. Andrew Sears out of Warwick, Rhode Island, deals up and away, ball one. His Whitecaps teammates were blanked in the top of the first inning. Now Sears goes righty, lefty, righty. Kuroda Grauer swings and misses, strike one. Yesterday for Josh, 4-for-5, 2 singles, 2 doubles. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss, strike two. Fastball's 95, and it's up, and it's out. Sears is looking for his 80th strikeout of the year. He's pitched 67 and two-thirds. Let's it fly. A ground ball punched right side. Long run for Graham. Can't get there. Base hit right field. Kuroda Grauer's back on. Patrick Lee plays it into second. And a leadoff single for the Nuts. Place hitting. There was nothing on that bouncer whatsoever except Tate Graham at second was swung around up the middle with the right-handed batter up there. Here's TJ Schofield, Sam against Sears. Lefty-lefty, no score. Down and in. 1 ball and no strikes on the man leading the league in hitting. Batting .331 this year. OPS is up near .900. Short lead for Kuroda Grauer, but a threat to run. The pitch bends just off the outside corner, not by much. Tough zone, Michael Cross. 2 balls, no strikes. Schofield Sam does not walk very often. 2-0. A ground ball foul right side. It's one of those where if it's close, he'll swing. But he gets hit by so many pitches, the OBP is up around 412. 24 times hit by a pitch this year, leading the league. One of the leaders in minor league baseball. Kuroda Grauer, 23 steals at first. Not running. 2-1 pitch. Down low. Ball three. Sears issues. Ball four just off the outside corner. Squeeze. Single and a walk to open up the bottom of the first inning. Nate Nankill swings and whacks the first pitch foul off the right side. Well, Kuroda Grauer at second, Schofield Sam at first, and nobody out. Lansing is looking to break out on top early against the southpaw. Sears offers. A bouncer on the left side. Shortstop Penny plays, goes the second. They get one. Turn to the first. No, safe the call. Jenkins had to hop up off the bag as Nankill arrived. Penny had a thought of throwing to Pacheco to force out the lead runner. Instead, Schofield Sam is out. Kuroda Grauer to third. Nankill on at first for Tommy White.
Well, I think he thought he could get the double play, but he had that runner at third base. I'm really surprised that he didn't just throw it over there and get JKG at third.
Lefty to righty. White takes. Strike called. At the letters outside corner, changeup. We saw yesterday a tremendous play made by the third baseman for West Michigan, John Peck. A one. Bouncer foul left side. Peck today, idle, day off. Remember that grounder hit yesterday? It was Rodney Green Jr. who is at third base. Davis Diaz, the batter, hit a hot shot. Peck picked and he fired to the plate to get the out. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. White strikes out. High cheddar above the zone. First strikeout for Sears. Two away. That's been the thing about West Michigan over the course of these mini-series. Two games, today being the finale. They've gotten the swings. They've made the pitches. They've also made the right defensive plays. Runner takes off from first. The pitch called a strike. Throw down to second. In comes Carota Grauer for the plate. Throw back in time. Tagged by Bennett Lee. Again, West Michigan executes. Again, they deny Lansing. Looking for the Little League double steal. Carota Grauer out at the plate to end the first inning scorelessly. Let's go to the second from Jackson Field.
Your child is sick. With those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us four other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation delivers happiness through gaming, toy deliveries, and more to hospitals across the country. Learn more at starlight.org.
We're with Liam. After his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is CJ Rodriguez with the Lansing Lugnuts. Time to get back to the game.
Rodriguez, the starting catcher. Signs given to the right-hander, Shot Soo Chun. Takes on Luke Gold, followed by Leon Haydeen. First pitch. Starts him off with a called strike on the slider. No score from Lansing, Michigan. Luke Gold DHing today. Number 8 hitter yesterday, and what a ball game. Two singles on a double, plus an HBP. At 0-1. Down and in. For Sean, the first inning. He allowed a single and a walk with two outs. But he stranded both runners from the first base out of the rubber. The kick and the pitch. Just off the outside corner. Ball two. Gold, with yesterday's performance, raised his batting average up to 210. It had been below 200 coming into play. The BC Eagle waits. 2-1. Slider lifted out to center field. Back goes Ryan Lasko. Back he goes in front of the Miller Lite sign. Catches it shy of the track. Quite a ride. But at number one on the third out, handled by Lasko. Patrick Lee now, the right fielder. Righty to righty. Foul back, strike one. Shaw's pitch. Check swing foul off to the right. Didn't even mean to. Strike two. That right there, that's a changeup from a right-handed pitcher to a right-handed batter. I've been talking with Lansing manager Daryl Kennedy. He had been wanting to see more from his pitchers. Don't just throw changeups to batters on the other side of the plate. Use that changeup and make it a weapon. 0-2. Fastball high. No strikeouts yet for Schott. Looking for his first. One, two for Lee. Fouled away right side. Back to the slider. I do not recall very many swings and misses yet against Schott. Sun is starting to peek through the heavy cloud cover. The kick and the pitch. Up and in, did it hit him? Sure did. Patrick Lee is awarded first base. And that's the fourth time this year that Lee has been struck, and immediately the athletic trainer for West Michigan gives him a look, Nick Wheeler, just to see, is everything okay with that left hand, that left wrist area? And batting gloves off. And a walk down to first base side by side. All the while, Woody Hadine comes up next.
Well, there's been a couple of West Michigan guys that have been hit in this series, and a couple of them have been right there on that type of swing where you check it and then you pull it back, and at that time it's just a little bit too late. Hopefully he can stay in the game here and everything's all right.
You and me both, we've seen that kind of HBP right there. That caused some issues. We had a player on the IL. With all the Whitecaps that have been struck recently, dodged serious injury, it appears. Wheeler back to the third base side dugout. And now Patrick Lee is a danger. 11 steals this year. Held on by Schofield Sam. The switch hitting Woody Hadine. Waiting from the left side, no score. Lee runs first pitch. Inside, throw down by Rodriguez. One hops in late. Steal number 12. That didn't take long. Lee quickly in a scoring position. And I do mean quickly. Now, Hadine has opened up with West Michigan 2 for his first 23. 1-0. And it hits him. And Hadine is on. Shaw had hit two batters in all his time in high A before plunking Lee and Hadine back to back. He had hit four batters with pitches in 50 innings. Done in single A Stockton. And with that, the pitching coach Dave Burba and the interpreter Andy Wen go out there. These pitches getting away from Shaw, and for both of them, that's his fastball. That's his two-seamer. First and second for the Whitecaps, and we have seen this spot for both of these clubs. The Whitecaps had first and second with two outs in the first inning, could not score. The Lugnuts had first and second, nobody out in the bottom of the first inning, could not score. And so it stands to reason. First and second, two outs. First and second, nobody out. There we go. First and second, one out. West Michigan looking for the game's first runs. Here's the Wake Forest Demon Deacon, Bennett Lee. Lee has been hit with two pitches in 40 games. That was for my curiosity. Double play ball would end this threat. Righty, righty. Up and in, ball one. Not quite with the slider. Number nine batter in the order. Bennett Lee's hitting 133, 17 for 128. Ball one offering. That catches the outside corner. Back-to-back sliders. One ball, one strike. By the way, Woody Hadine, for all the Hadine fans, they know already. He gets hit by a lot of pitches. He's at first, Lee at second. A turn, a look back to Patrick Lee, but no throw by Shaw. Hadine with UC Irvine back in 2022 was hit by 19 pitches in 49 games. The previous summer in Wood Bat Ball, 10 hit by pitches in 37 games in Anchorage. Both runners take off. The pitch called a ball. Thrown out to second base, woefully late. Double steal. Hadine went in standing. And Lee over to third. Second and third, only one out. And the count is 2-1 on Bennett Lee. I'm doing some quick tabulation, Adam. That was the 88th hit-by-pitch of Haiti in 297 games. Here's the pitch. Lee takes. Strike two called. Right back to the slider. So two HBPs, three steals, combining Patrick Lee and Woody Hayden, the 7 and 8 batters. Shot in a spot. Peyton Graham waits on deck. 2-2 on Bennett Lee. White, Grauer, Yamauchi, Schofield, Sam, the infielders. Third to short to second to first. Everyone in toward the grass. The pitch from Shaw. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Lee. Fire the fastball right by him. What a time for Shaw's first strikeout. Two gone. And now Peyton Graham's turn. Graham, who flied out lazily to center to open up the ballgame. No score. First pitch. He pops it up but foul. Off the left side. Back toward the seats. Dropping down. Out of the seat. Right in front of a couple of folks. And quickly a fan. Scrambling over. Gets that baseball. Holds it up for everybody to see. He just wanted it more. Strike one pitch. Popped up. Foul. Back of home plate. Rodriguez back toward the netting. That ball's back and out of play. With a heavy ricochet to the right. The back-to-back souvenirs handed out by Graham. And the fan who's got it is looking around trying to figure out what to do with it. Brinkley 0-2. Shaw just struck out Lee with the fastball. Peyton Graham long and lean and great power. The two-strike pitch. Line drive, right field. It falls in front of Dickey. Base hit. One run scores. Hayden for the plate. The throw in late. Hayden is across. Two-run single for Peyton Graham on a two-strike pitch. It's 2-0 Whitecaps. It was a fastball up and away from Shaw. Now Peyton Graham just jabbed it.
Well, this is what they do. I mean, they've done it all series long. They've done it all year long. They've done it all series, season series to Lansing. They score when they get guys on base, and they do it early in games, and they've got another lead.
Here's Jack Penny batting left. Inside ball one. First hit of the game, and they made it count. Think back to, Adam, to the defensive execution that we saw. Peyton Graham, who just delivered that two-run single. It was Graham who threw to the plate to get Kuroda Grauer. Breaking ball down. Lansing had been awful successful earlier this year. What, 3-4 times? With the first and third Little League double steal. Send the runner from first down to second. Draw the throw from the catcher. Runner from third breaks the plate and scores. At West Michigan stymied it. Bennett Lee and Peyton Graham combining. 2-0. Penny grounds it right down to first. Schofield Sam, one step to the bag. Side retired. Whitecaps, though, score first. Two runs on one hit and two hit batters. Graham left on at first to the bottom of the second inning. Andrew Sears has a 2-0 lead.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them. Just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Lawrence Butler. Back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Peyton Graham, two-run single, has put West Michigan up 2-0 in Lansing. The Lugnuts 5-6-7 batters due here against the lefty Andrew Sears. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside Adam Jackson. Thanks so much for tuning in, keeping us company. Email address is jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. First pitch from the lefty Andrew Sears, up and away. Ball one to Ryan Lasko. And you can find us on social media at Jay Goldstrass or at Adam Jackson. Sears offers. There's a called strike at the letters. 94 miles an hour on the fastball. Sox up high for Sears. Who deals? Inside corner, strike two called. Changeup. Lasko comes in hitting 249 this year. This is his 49th game of the season with Lansing. Got a late start due to a hammy injury. 1-2. Up and away. That fastball is 97. Sears just showing he can bring it. He brings this pitch. And Lasko lifts it foul. Over to the right, sailing back behind the dugout. Down into the stands. Andrew Sears has been outstanding this year. For West Michigan. Drafted in the 10th round 2 years ago by the Tigers. 2-2. Bought off the hands foul. This gets out of play. He works from the extreme third base side of the rubber. Sears to Lasko. High. Lasko takes ball three. Good battle here. In the first inning. Began with a Kuroda Grauer single and a Schofield Sam walk. Lansing didn't score, though. Payoff. Up high, ball four. On appeal of the check swing, denied. Second walk by Sears. Now Lasko with his great speed down to first. 8 steals this season. Bring up Casey Yamauchi. Yamauchi was idle yesterday. Back at second today. See, he balanced way with the day off. First pitch. That's up high. Ball one. I should say for Seed, the day off from the defense. We'll see Saheed at the plate, DHing and batting ninth. 2-0 West Michigan. Nobody out. Lasko at first. The pitch. Fouled back. Fastball right in on the hands. Everything at him right now from Sears with that fastball is up. Either up in the zone or up above the zone.
Lansing's going to have to find a way to get to him and put a half inning together here and then convert.
The pitch. Down, bouncing in, and a quick hands by Bennett Lee. Picking up that changeup, discarding it. 2 balls and a strike. Sears started off his college time, Rhode Island College. Line drive by Yamauchi, left center field. Murs on the run, down for a base hit. Lasko to second. The second inning begins in the mirror of the first. First inning was a single and a walk. Here we go, walk, single. And again for Lansing, 2 on, nobody out. Can they do something with it here?
Yeah, because it kind of feels like the same story. They haven't had a ton of issues getting guys on base. It's been getting them in. And that double play ball, West Michigan has had some big ones in this series, and Lansing's got to avoid that right here.
Catcher Lee, the signals for the infielders. Jared Dickey steps in. And this whole series, when Dickey has been the batter, the third baseman has been ready for the potential of a bunt. How many bunts do you remember laid down by Dickey this season?
one, maybe?
Yeah, Pacheco is in at third. Pole shift on the right side for the left-handed batter. First pitch. Breaks outside. Ball one. Strike zone has been amorphous, right? It's been inconsistent. Two to nothing Whitecaps. 2-1, nobody out. And a ball one offering to Dickey. Line drive slicing to left. Murr down the line. It's foul, though. Hopping into the pen. Strike one. Back to Andrew Sears. So he spent his first two college years at Rhode Island College. It was great. 2022 as a 19-year-old. Went 8-1 with a 2.29 ERA. 96 Ks and 74 2/3. Transferred to UConn. And then drafted out of UConn by the Tigers. The 1-1. Strike two called. This is something where I really appreciate the scouts. Because with Connecticut, the ERA was 6.24 and 14 starts. The Tigers looked at his arm and they said, oh yeah, this is our guy. They drafted him. They've signed him. And he's been terrific. In a spot, but the 1-2. On a ground ball rolled over on the right side. Second baseman Graham is one play. Over to first to Jenkins. Out recorded. As good as a bunt. Yamauchi to second. Lasko to third. It has been a deliberate climb up the Tigers' ladder for Sears. One appearance in 2023, the draft year in the Complex League. All last year in Lakeland. All this year in West Michigan. Can he deny Lansing? CJ Rodriguez takes ball one on the high fastball. This was where we saw Peyton Graham come through in the top half. 2-0 Caps. Rodriguez takes ball two. Down and in. The deal. Swing and a miss. Late on the fastball. In the first inning, after the first two batters reached for Lansing, Nate Nankill hit a fielder's choice, a force out at second, but then there was a big strikeout of Tommy White. Hitters count, lefty to righty. Rodriguez takes inside. Ball three.
Well, this is the chance again. You just give up the two runs. You get a single here. You get this game right back tied up.
Number eight batter. The deal. Hit in the air, twisting out to right. Patrick Lee down the line. He's there, makes the catch. At third base, Lasko just bluffs the tag, throw all the way to the plate. And that's thankful and fortunate for Yamauchi because he was three quarters of the way to third. He didn't realize Lasko wasn't running. He hurries back to second as Bennett Lee simply settled the throw. Rodriguez can't get a run home. Two outs for Saheed Valenzuela.
Get your steps in early on this Sunday afternoon.
He said it. Move the body. We got our steps in earlier today. We pulled the tarp. Tarp covered the field overnight. Lefty to the switch hitter batting right. Strike called. Sears gets in front. You surprised that Lasko didn't run there? 0-1 missed away.
I was, yeah. But it looked like the right decision. Would have been a close play.
There's action in the West Michigan pen, so Sears might be done after this inning. Rocks and fires. Ground ball foul left side. Saheed Valenzuela is an interesting story because Saheed's hitting just .239 in 41 games with Lansing. But he has had stints this year in AAA Vegas and in AA Midland. And with Midland, he hit above .300. He hit .304. And he reached base 35% of the time. He was highly productive. Daryl Kendi, the manager of the Lugnut, said simply a numbers crunch to send him back to high A. Second and third, down 2-0. Two outs. At a 1-2 pitch. Valenzuela fights it off. The 1-2. That 2 spoiled foul to the screen. Sears went breaking ball. He went changeup. Valenzuela saying, what else you got? The kick and the toss. Fouled away, up and away to the right side. That was the fastball at 97. I think that's all right. We've seen all of Andrew Sears' pitches here. The 1-2. Ground ball foul up the left side. Oh, that was the slider. If he has a knuckleball, the time has come to throw a knuckleball. A 1-2 for Saheed. Popped him up on the right side, up the first baseline. Andrew Jenkins makes the grab. Side retired, inning over. So once again, the first two reach, and once again, Lansing does not score. Lasko's left at third, and Yamauchi stranded at second. We're onward to the third inning. Whitecaps leading 2-0.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
As Denzel Clark, getting back to Lug Nuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hello there on your Sunday afternoon, July 20th, 2025. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with you from Jackson Field on Bluey Day. And there is a big crowd here on a Capital City Market Kids Day. West Michigan looking to get out of town with a sweep. They're up 2-0 after two innings of play. As Shachu Shun back out there to face Isaac Pacheco, Andrew Jenkins, and Austin Murr. Shun comes set, kicks and throws home. That's outside, ball one. Well, he had a pretty good start to this game. Got a couple of outs to center field, then gave up a base hit and a walk, and then got out of that first inning jam with a weak fly to shortstop. 1-0. Little bit wide. Two balls, no strikes to Pacheco. He was the single in that first inning. And then in that second inning, couple of HBPs, couple of steals. And then a two-run single from Graham. That's the difference so far. Lansing leaving more runners stranded through the first two frames. 2-0 pitch. That shoots in there. That was off speed there. Strike one. It's a team that they take advantage of a lot of your mistakes, West Michigan does offensively. Pitch home. That's kicked back foul off the netting. Two balls, two strikes. We've seen it. They did it yesterday. 15 runs. They had two in the third, three in the fourth, three more in the sixth, and then they piled on with five in the ninth. 19 hits yesterday and a 15-4 win. It was 5-2 that West Michigan won on Friday. 2-0 here this afternoon. 2-2. Up into the clouds, and that's a foul, third base side. The other thing, too, we saw so many hits yesterday from West Michigan. We didn't see a ton on Friday, just six total. Lansing also had six, but five of the six were extra base hits. 2-2 pitch. On the ground over towards second base. Yamatu is right. Backhand stop. Whips it to first. Schofield Sam grabs. One away. I mean, right now, Jesse, with little over a month left to play in the regular season. And then you get to the playoffs where September 11th, I believe, is that first game that West Michigan will host for the Eastern Division playoffs. Pitch. That's at the bottom of the zone. Strike one to Andrew Jenkins. 2-0 Whitecaps top three. Who's beating this team?
That's why it's lovely that the playoffs aren't played today. We don't know what the roster's going to look like.
0-1. Up in the air into the clouds, deep to right field. Dickey is going back towards the track, towards the wall, and it's off the top of it and bangs back out to right. Jenkins is at second, rounding for third. The throw to the hot corner is late. It's a stand-up wall ball triple from Andrew Jenkins. There is your first extra base hit for the Whitecaps today. That ball was just floating in midair, and it took a long time to come down, but when it did, off that 23-foot tall wall, about 12 to 15 feet high, where it touched down. And then Jenkins using pretty good wheels to get to third base. Now here comes Austin Murr. Infield drawn in for the Nuts, already behind 2-0. Righty-lefty pitch home. Whacked up to shallow left field. This could be trouble. JKG going out there. In comes the left fielder. Nankill, he can't get it. It dunks in. Jenkins scores off to second. Murr, tag, slide. It's all late. It's a double for Austin Murr. Plopped it in beautifully. It's 3-0.
That was another Adam that was just floating up there. And it did not seem like there was all that much urgency. And suddenly you had Jenkins trotting for the plate and Austin Murr seeing his opportunity.
I don't know if Nate Nankill was playing pretty deep there. And then Joshua Krotegrauer is so far in with the infield and just no chance. Runner takes off for third. And that shoots in strike one. No throw down to third. And West Michigan is just rolling right now.
Foot on the gas. I wonder, too. I think that there's some sneaky wind blowing in.
The pitch. That's down low. Luke Gold at the plate here. Flight out to center in his first at bat. And that American flag out there in right is slowly blowing in towards the plate. Calm day, but not for West Michigan. They're rolling right now. 1-1. On the ground, third base side, but just foul to the left of the line. 1-2.
That bat is shattered. There was a game that was played in between innings, and today being Bluey Day, so they were playing keepy uppy, simply keep a balloon up in the air. Except, on a windy day, the kid had no chance on the third base side.
Keepy uppy is the name of the game?
So you were unaware of everything Bluey. So there have been other games this year that have been played that you're ready, you're prepared, you've got all your facts. And Harry Potter Day is coming up very soon. And get ready for that one with Adam. But I think that I might have to drop some Bluey knowledge on you over the course of today.
Yeah, I got nothing. 1-2. That's outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. This is what happens when you don't have any kids.
You've got a nephew.
Yeah, but
spend just some time with your nephew.
Well, yeah, that's it. When we spend time, we're not watching TV.
Ah, I see. Playing football.
2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Luke Gold down on strikes. Second strikeout today for Chun. And now we've got 2 away.
Picturing you sitting down and going, now, kid, today you're going to learn Texas Hold'em.
Nah. All right, here's Patrick Lee with a runner at third. 2 outs. Pitch home. It slides outside. Ball one. I give my Texas Hold'em advice here every time it's 7-2. Fold. You don't need to see the flop.
That's what we did with the tarp earlier today. We folded.
1-0 pitch. That's outside. Well, all of these Lugnut fans that have come out and Bluey fans, they're wondering, is Lansing going to fold down 3-0? Are they going to find their way back into this one? Can they at least get out of this third inning without giving up any more runs?
They don't want to see a flop.
2-0. That's inside. And there was Patrick Lee flopping away to get out of the way of that pitch. Well, it's just been up and down right now for the 21-year-old, Shashu Shun, a right-hander out of Taiwan. Set from the stretch. Big kick throws. That's up and in, head high. So Patrick Lee sees 4 pitches, all balls. And they are at the corners now with 2 outs. And this is just, again, more of what we saw when these guys came to town and they took 5 of 6 and Lansing was just helpless. Dave Burba now going to come out here and they're going to gather the entire infield here and just try and pick up the 21-year-old and see if he can get out of this third inning and get through three. As we now see an arm starting to warm down there in the pen for Lansing, it's Jack Mahoney, the tall 6'8 lefty that is up there. But in terms of the second half for Lansing, you knew this West Michigan series was coming. And West Michigan had just gone through two series where they didn't win. And thought, they lost their top three prospects. But they split the last series. They ended up losing in the split series with Great Lakes. That was three for July 4th in West Michigan and three up there in Midland. And Lansing was coming off three wins, so they were thinking, hey, there's a chance here. We can pick it up, be a little bit better than last time. And right now they're squared up looking at getting swept at home unless something changes here. Okay, here comes Woody Haydeen. The pitch, runner takes off for second. Rodriguez fakes the throw. No movement at third from Murr. That is another stolen base. So three swipes in the second inning and two more swipes in this third inning. You Bluey fans do the math, you get five.
I want to interrogate something you were talking about before, which was who's going to beat them? Because as you said, they had lost two straight series.
The pitch. That's at the bottom of the zone. Strike one.
I think the team that is built to beat West Michigan, you have to have pitching. Pitching has to be your strongest asset, and you have to have great left-handed pitching. That's why Lake County handled them earlier this year, and Great Lakes took 4 out of 6 because of their pitchers.
0-2. That's bounce foul, first base side.
The one pitcher that we saw have a great amount of success in this series for Lansing against these Whitecaps was Lin Wei-un, the 19-year-old southpaw.
Sun coming out on the diamond now. Second and third, two outs. And the pitch home. That's a ground ball. Sliding stop by Yamatua's right. Throws from the seat of his pants, but it is wide of first base. One run is in. A second one right behind it. It is all Whitecaps up 5-0. It was a heck of an effort for Casey Yamauchi just to have that ball. One, to keep it from getting into center field. Two, to field it cleanly in the glove. But he didn't have enough time to stand up and throw to first, so he had to try and make do and throw, trying to compose himself as best he could, and it was just a little bit too far up the line. And so it is 5-0, thanks to a three-run third inning. Again, here's Bennett Lee. The pitch, that's outside.
That's such a spectacular stop by Casey. I think that the big problem was he did not pop up to his feet. He threw that ball while still, diagonal to the ground.
That's all he could do to try and beat the runner in Haydeen. Pitch. There he goes off to second. And that's inside, though, and it clips Bennett Lee. And you feel like this might have to do it for Cha Chu Shun. We'll see. He's got the top of the order coming up now. And they might try and extend him here, but it's just not going right.
Well, three hit batters, that's one thing. That gives you an indication that he is not commanding his stuff. But he's also not doing a good enough job of holding on the runners. That green light has been on, and that is a bright green.
And they're going to let him keep going.
Why wouldn't Haydeen try to steal third base here?
Pitch home. That's way outside. Ball one. Well, Peyton Graham, the eighth batter, number eight, to come to the plate in his third inning. And yeah, we'll see what type of aggression West Michigan wants to put on here, because it's been all aggression through the first three innings so far. 1-0. Drops it in there for a fastball. Strike one. Put a damper in the mood on the crowd here on this Bluey Sunday. 1-1. That's bounced off the leg there of Graham. So one ball, two strikes. And this is kind of the up and down of what we've seen from the 21-year-old. Three outings deep so far. And this is fourth. Gave up five earned runs against the Dragons here. Then one run against Fort Wayne in five innings. And then three runs last time out at Great Lakes last week on Friday. And now so far, 5 2/2. 1-2 pitch. Slider foul, third base side. Not easy to make that jump up to go from Stockton to Lansing and the Cali League up to the Midwest League, but obviously then to face one, that red-hot Dayton offense when he saw him, and then now to face West Michigan here at home as well. 1-2. That's off the knob of the bat. A check swing there, and it remains 1-2.
That's not too far away from being a fourth HBP. That pitch is not where he wants it to be. I think that we'll see Sean back next year. He's developmental.
The pitch, just a little bit wide. 2-2.
He was signed as a teenager, as an international free agent out of Taiwan, and then spent his first three professional seasons, parts of each season, with Stockton before earning his way to Lansing. And now we're seeing, all right, here's the next stage of his development that has to happen.
Throws home. Lifted out to right field. Jared Dickey, long run in towards the line. He's not going to get there, but it is just to the right of the chalk. That was tight. West Michigan trying to bloop in another ball in this third inning. We've already seen it a couple of times, and it's led to three runs so far and three hits and eight batters. And again for West Michigan, three runs yesterday in the sixth and the fourth. They had two runs on Friday in the third. They had two runs in the third yesterday. And got three runs in the third today. Second time through the order. And these hitters just too good. 2-2, 2 outs, 2 on. The pitch, out wide. So make it 3-2. Peyton Graham, the two-run single that broke the scoreless tie back in the second. I think we might have lost some of the kids' attentions down there in the
There's
crowd.
There's enough to do around here. The balloon twister, Chris, I bet you he's busy.
What about our Chris up here? Is he busy? He doesn't look it.
Might have
there.
A paperback novel.
The pitch, swing and a miss. There you go. 90 miles an hour on the outer edge, and finally through this third inning. Well, a tough one right there for Sha Chu Chun, but doing his best to work against a lineup that has been difficult for many pitchers here in 2025. Bottom three is next. 5-0, West Michigan.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Max Muncy with the A's, and now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
West Michigan, as we bring you back here to the bottom of the third inning. And the first pitch home. That's up and out. Ball one from Andrew Sears. Back to the top of the card. JKG, TJ Schofield, Sam, Nate Nankill. The garage just off the Grand River, tucked in between Larch and Cedar Street. couple of blocks from the capital. Pitch home, bunted down the third base side. It is foul as it rolls about halfway down the chalk and then trickles to the left. Oh, a little left foot right there from Isaac Pacheco. And not a good one, Isaac. I'm going to put a little bit more on there. They call that a hospital ball in soccer, Jesse. Were you aware of that?
Oh, I wasn't. Oh, no.
1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. JKG down to try and get it. 1-2. You know why they call that a hospital ball?
Sends you to the hospital?
Yeah, pretty standard, huh? That's all right. He's pretty good at baseball, so we'll let it slide.
I mean, you would think that he would know the Texas two-step.
The pitch home. Up in the air, out to deep center field. Haydeen over to his left, and he makes the catch. Took about three steps there. One away in this third inning. Maybe they don't teach it down there in Friendswood, Houston area. All right, here comes TJ Schofield Sam. 5-0 West Michigan. Lansing has had three runners total and pitches. Grabbing on the outside corner, strike one, off speed. And left two stranded at second and third in the second. Left one stranded at third in the first. The pitch. Fly down the left field side towards the seats. Up go the fans. Ooh, off the chest there. Good effort, but not to be. And maybe a little bit of a bruise tomorrow. Sears kicks and throws. Fastball just, ooh, right there on the outer edge. Not given. Michael Cross allows TJ Schofield Sam another pitch. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Schofield Sam offered at that slider, and that is the second strikeout. And right now, it is just all West Michigan and more of what we've seen, where they get a lead and they kind of take you out of it. And then Sears looking good right now, coming in with that ERA just up over 3. 81 strikeouts this year. Throws a little bit low to Nate Nankill, ball one.
And yet there are chances in the first inning and the second inning to score runs.
The pitch down low. Two balls, no strikes. More of the same of what we've seen. Again, yesterday, Lansing 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. They were 2-for-9 on Friday. 2-0 pitch. Rocket out to left field for a base hit. There you go. Nate Nankill's got Lansing's third single. So the half inning continues for Tommy White. This is one of those guys that, well, can get Lansing back into the game with one big swing. He had one yesterday. Line drive the other way to right for his 11th home run. But that was really the end of what Lansing was able to provide. That big win for the Whitecaps. Now 30 games above 500. Throw back to first. Nankill is in standing up. One of our bigger crowds that we've had on a Sunday this year. Had big crowds really all weekend. Two fireworks shows the last couple of nights. The pitch. Rocked out to center field. Hit well. Hey, Dean is back. He is at the track. Feels for the wall. Jumps up. And he gets it. Hey, Dean, how you doing out there? Tommy White was searching for extra bases, and he is denied. Lansing, no runs through three innings. We are off to the fourth, 5-0. West Michigan in front.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
If This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Happy Sunday to you on this July 20th, 2025. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here at Jackson Field. It is sunny, just a touch over 70 degrees, expected to climb up towards around 80 by the end of the day here in Lansing. West Michigan hoping they can head back on the bus over towards the Grand Rapids area with three straight victories. They're up 5-0 as we head to the fourth. First pitching change. Jack the Beanstalk into the game for the Nuts. Throws home. He cuts it in tight. Ball one to Jack Penny. That is Jack Mahoney. The left-hander, 6'8", 225. Throws home. A little bit up high. Two balls, no strikes. From Appleton, Wisconsin. Lugnuts got him after he was an indie ball. The A's picked him up. Some pitching depth for the Nuts. Gave him a left-hander. The pitch. That's up high. Three balls, no strikes on Penny. So not the day that Sha-Chu Shun was looking for. Three innings. And he gives up the five hits and five runs. Pitch home. That's inside. So Mahoney unable to find the zone. And this is really the opposite of what we've seen from Lansing. We had talked about it going into yesterday's game. Lansing had been so good on the weekends. Three straight weekends where they were undefeated. Saturday and Sundays were wins. Started with a comeback series against Dayton and then Fort Wayne and then Great Lakes. Not West Michigan, though. Here's Isaac Pacheco. Pitch, that runs inside. Five straight have missed the zone to open up Mahoney's appearance. There's a 1-0 pitch. That's a little bit wide. Two balls, no strikes. And this right here, the struggles with the pitching, is exactly why you looked at that A's draft a few days ago at the beginning of the week and saw how many pitchers they took just to add some depth. Sidearm throw back to first. Schofield Sim has to come off the bag to come up with it. Three of the first five picks for the A's pitchers, 11 total pitchers of their 19 picks. Then they grabbed a few catchers, a couple outfielders, a couple shortstops, and a third baseman. Pitch home. That one is up high. And you're talking about seven straight that have missed the zone here. Darrell Kennedy having some words for home plate umpire Michael Cross, thinking that was strike one, but just a touch up there at 90 miles an hour. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. There you go. The other unique thing about that draft, Lansing took 17 college players of the 19, or make that the Athletics, and some of those college players, we'll see if they make their way to Lansing this year or next year. But joining the A's, they're ready to win, just need some pitching help. The young core of position players that are up there to the big leagues. Pitch home. That breaking ball is outside. It is two balls, two strikes. They said that first one that Pacheco did go around. So three balls, two strikes.
A's drafting philosophies have overhauled this organization, the minor league system, in fast order.
And we've seen it from day one uniquely. 3-2 pitch. That's outside, ball four. Boy, oh boy. Trouble here on a Sunday afternoon. Fourth walk given up. Back-to-back walks for Mahoney to start. And now it is time for Dave Burba, who is getting his steps in today. If he was expecting a lazy Sunday, not to be here through the first four innings. This already his third visit out there. I mean, Lansing became an affiliate of the Athletics back in 2021. They've been with the Jays for so long. After the pandemic, Major League Baseball reshuffles things. So we really didn't know what to expect, but the A's had been struggling, and then all of these draft picks come in, and you see them, and Soderstrom, and Muncie, and just on and on. Max Schumann was here early in 2021. I mean, young players, talented players, and up they climb the ladder, and the A's keeping true, not a system that's trading a lot of their guys. They're trying to see their draft picks make it to the top, and they get there quickly, and there's a lot of guys up there that are having success, but there are a lot of guys up there that are only there for the first or second year. The Jacob Wilsons, the Max Muncies, the Tyler Soderstroms now fully healthy and playing. I mean, they're still very young.
It's great production from the draft and development. And the next step, they put a new commitment into the international scouting.
Here's Andrew Jenkins, pitch home. Bench down low, ball one.
We saw Luis Morales last year. This year, today's starting pitcher Shaw from Taiwan and Lin from Taiwan, and we're going to continue to see more international talent, I believe, in the coming years.
Mahoney throws. That's inside and low. Boy, oh boy, he is just not finding the zone here. We saw this type of thing out in Great Lakes, and it was that Tuesday game. It was quick work. Walk, single, and then homer, and Lansing lost that game 3-2, but he just cannot find the strike zone right now. 2-0 pitch. There's one that's in there, and it's bounced to second. Yama touches the bag, throws it to first. Double play. That is massive for Mahoney. And let's see if that gets him going. Penny advancing to third.
I honestly think that if Andrew Jenkins does not swing, that's going to be a ball two. That's a pitch, a fastball that's off the outside corner. But he swung, he put it into play, and how quickly Jack Mahoney, with one more well-placed pitch, can get out of this inning.
Pretty crazy. It is Austin Murr that stands in the way of that lefty-lefty, the pitch. And there, the fastball darts that inside corner, strike one. This sets up well, you would feel two, if Murr is willing to offer at that slider that Mahoney likes to run away from lefties. 0-1 pitch. Goes fastball way in, ball one. But that's the tough thing about West Michigan. They are very good at making that zone compact and not expanding it. Runner at third with two outs, 5-0 Whitecaps in the fourth. The pitch. There's the breaking ball. Grabs that outside corner. Nice place for that pitch, 1-2.
That's the slider you were talking about.
Usually likes to work that off that fastball, and when he does, it looks good. 1-2. Floats it up high. Two balls, two strikes. So it really will be fun to see what the A's turn into. And outside of a blip, and it was a big blip this year where they won, what, one game in like 20? They've been about 500. Back to 500 ball now. 2-2. Breaking ball is in there on the inside corner. Two sliders dotted on the edge. Mahoney does work out of it. He fought through a couple of walks, gets the double play and the strikeout. Let's go to the last of the fourth, 5-0 West Michigan.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges, mental health struggles, housing obstacles, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At our foundation, we invest in solutions. So learn more about our work at bobwooderfoundation.org/success.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
What's up? This is Tommy White with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's head back to the diamond. Go Nuts.
All right, we're heading to the fourth inning here just after 2 o'clock in the Eastern time zone, the series finale between Lansing and West Michigan. From Jackson Field, where the diamond is lit up, Lugnuts beautifully painted in white right behind home plate, L-U-G-N-U-T-S. Here's a pitch home from Sears. Kick back right over that Lugnuts logo by Ryan Lasko. Strike one. Jackson Field written up the first and third base lines. And then the zigzags in the infield with the cut of the grass. The pitch. Inside. Ball one. And then the outfield looking great as well. Sears working quick. Throws home. Bouncing ball over towards third. Pacheco to his left. Has it. Throws it over to first. And there's your first out.
Andrew Sears might be my favorite pitcher to watch after the ball gets put into play, because he loses all interest. There was a fly ball that was hit earlier. He immediately went to the rosin bag there. He starts kicking around at the mound. Meanwhile, there's action flying around him.
Just trusting his defense. They got it. There's Casey Yama. Pitch. High bouncer. Right to Pacheco. He's got it. Couple of shuffles to his left on the infield grass. In time over there, Jenkins. Back-to-back pitches. Back-to-back outs. Let's sneak the trivia question in for you here. 5-0 West Michigan, bottom four. July 20th has produced three no-hitters in Major League Baseball history. Can you name any of the pitchers that threw a no-hitter on this day? Pitch. And shot in there. Well, right there at the bottom of the zone, but not given for a strike on Jarrett Dickey. What do you think, Jesse? Should I give him the years? Is that too vague?
Ooh.
Pitch home. Shoots in. Strike one to Dickey.
Yeah, I do think you should give the years.
All right, because they are expanding back a pretty good while. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball in at 95. Strike two. 1906, 1958, and 1970. The 3 years where no hitters were thrown on this day, July 20th, in baseball history. So don't peek. See if you can get at least one. We don't need all three. 1-2. Reach down, bouncing ball, high hopper to first. It is grabbed by Jenkins. Got a race over there. Does a quick toe tap and then a hug for his pitcher, Andrew Sears, who was making his way over there and then stopped what would have been a quick run there from Jenkins after the bag. But that is a quick fourth inning. Two hoppers to third, one to first. And we will hop our way to the fifth with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler when we return. 5-0, West Michigan in front.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are what we call amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow.
Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Millions of kids go to schools that don't have funding for books, computers, and so much more just because of where they live. You can help change that. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You choose which supplies to support. You could provide first graders with pencils and paper, or other students with their first chapter books, help a music class get a guitar.
You could even supply a classroom like mine with a science project. But what you're really giving is the moment that sparks a brighter tomorrow.
To learn more, please visit donorschoose.org. That's donorschoose.org. Choose students. Shape the future.
This is Tyler Sostrom with the Athletics. Now back to the ballpark.
Luke Gold leads off the fifth inning. The West Michigan Whitecaps leading 5-0. Gold, the number six hitter in the order, Lee on deck, then Haydeen against the lefty Jack Mahoney. Here's the first pitch. Outside, ball one. Gold is 0-2 as the DH. His fly to center, he is struck out swinging. Mahoney enters his second inning of work in relief of the starter's shot. The pitch, a That's outside, and it's 2-0. This was how for Jack the fourth inning began. Fourth inning began with a four-pitch walk of Jack Penny, and then he walked Isaac Pacheco. Buddy got a double play ball and a strikeout to end it. Gold swings, hits a high fly out to left, hooking down the line. It's Nate Nankill into the pen, but that ball's foul. Up into the fly, Lansing Loft, then dropping down into the Pepsi porch. Two balls and a strike on Gold. While West Michigan has defeated Lansing each of the first two games of this series, today being the finale, Whitecaps looking for the miniseries sweep. All the while, the other teams in the East Division have had their chance. And Great Lakes has taken advantage. The Loons have won two in a row entering play today. They're looking for a miniseries sweep. Great Lakes taking on Dayton. Unfortunately, their game today postponed. There's the pitch. Lifted out to right field and shallow. In comes Jared Dickey. He's got the catch. What a way. Gold is 0 for 3. And send in the right fielder for West Michigan, Patrick Lee. So no game today in Day Air Ballpark between the Loons and the Dragons. Great Lakes' record remains at 12-11. Dayton's record remains at 7-15. And the losing streak stays at six straight games. Patrick Lee takes a called ball off the outside corner. Lee today, 0-0. Hit by a pitch, a walk. He has stolen three bases. He has scored two of the five runs. 5-0 Caps. The toss, low, 2-0. The team right now that has the pole position, they currently, if the season were to end today, would have the second half East Division playoff berth, is Fort Wayne. 2-0 pitch. Ball three, low and away. Don't want to put Patrick Lee on again, otherwise we'll probably be off to the races again. Fort Wayne's record here in the second half is 13-10. The Tin Caps are playing in Lake County this afternoon. The 3-0. There's a called strike. 3-1 on Lee. And Fort Wayne is leading in Eastlake. 4-2 in the top of the fifth inning. 2 in the fourth, 2 in the fifth. Mahoney's 3-1. Outside, ball four. And Patrick Lee is back aboard. Boy, the number 7 hitter in the order, heading 202 entering play today, with 50 strikeouts in 31 games. He has drawn his 20th walk and his 21st walk. Native of Moss Point, Mississippi, down to first base. He's already stolen his 12th, 13th, and 14th bags of the year. Steps off his lead, held on by Schofield Sam. The pitch to Woody Haydeen. Ball one outside. So Fort Wayne entering play today. One game up on Great Lakes for the second half East Division playoff berth. Now two games up on Lake County and Lansing. The Lugnuts are heading to Lake County coming up on Tuesday. Mahoney deals. Fly ball, right field. But that ball's fading foul. From the outfield bleachers. The switch hitting Haydeen turns around and bats right. Hit by a pitch, a steal, a run scored in the second inning. RBI single in the third inning. Pitch on its way. Lopped it out to left field. Nate Nankill back, and he snags it going down to his knees. Lee quickly back to first. Started to knuckle on Nate. Little top spin on that drive. He was ready for it, though, and Haydeen is at number two. Here's Bennett Lee, as Mahoney is one out away from putting up a second consecutive goose egg out of the pen. Number 9 hitter is struck at and been hit by a pitch. 5-0 Whitecaps. Throw to first, and no troubles for Lee back in standing. No action in either pen. 5-0 Caps at hitting the Lugnuts 5-3. Bennett Lee holds the bat nice and low. The pitch, fouled away, flipped off to the right side. Baby blue batting gloves for Bennett. Pairs well with the deeper blue uniform, white numbers on the back. And then the batting helmet, I think, is even a deeper blue than that little navy. The bat, black. Lefty to righty. And 0-1. Up and in. Over on the West Division, The Beloit Skycarp have taken command. They have won six consecutive games, and they're looking for a sweep of South Bend here today. They're leading 1-0, bottom of the second inning, in the Bend. Mahoney to the plate. Swing and a miss. Ball and a strike.
Poopsie's Peeps playing well, huh?
Yes, they are. Oh, look out for the baby fish. Meanwhile, Quad Cities, two games back at 12-10. Wouldn't that be something if Quad Cities finished in second place in the first half to Cedar Rapids and then finished second place again in the second half? So overall for the year, the record was great. And yet they got nosed out. One ball and two strikes. Lee at first. Lee runs. Bennett Lee takes a ball high and a throw down. Patrick Lee is safe. Skips off Valenzuela in a shallow center. Patrick Lee takes third. Ryan Lasko had issues finding the handle. Simply fires into Schofield Sam. Steal by Patrick Lee, number four today. Then the error. First error of the ball game. And Patrick Lee is 90 feet away from scoring a third run. His speed has been a tremendous impact on this game for West Michigan. 2-2 pitch, Bennett Lee. Outside. Bet the Lees have a lot to talk about when they go to the family reunion. Bennett Lee is out of Tampa, Florida. No relation with Patrick Lee. Or, you know, cousin of a cousin of a cousin. Payoff pitch. Fly ball pounded. Deep left center field. Lasko sprinting back. He gets there to make the catch. And the side is retired. Patrick Lee is stranded at third, and we're halfway to the house. Jack Mahoney, two hitless, scoreless innings in relief. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning, 5-0 Whitecaps leading in Lansing.
My name is John David Carpton.
Dr. Kimberly Stegmeier.
Dr. Edith Perez.
I'm a medical oncologist.
And I focus on cancer prevention.
People are always asking me, why?
Why do I do this work?
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
There was a child that, you know, I took care of and adored. And she said to me, Dr. Kim, you know, will you remember me forever? Sorry. It's been a hard year.
Every day I think of the faces of patients when I see their smiles, when I tell them that new treatments are helping their lives.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
Hey, this is Mason Miller with the A's. Get to the ballpark and go nuts.
Going to the bottom of the fifth inning, C.J. Rodriguez, Zahid Valenzuela, and Joshua Carota-Grauer will be the batters. 8-9-1. And Andrew Sears is ready to roll. So far against the Southpaw, three singles, two walks, two strikeouts, no runs. He fires to CJ. Start him off with a called strike on the fastball at the knees. Rodriguez was the batter in the bottom of the second inning. He had teammates at second and third and one out, and he lifted a fly ball to right field. And Ryan Lasko at third base decided too shallow, not tagging. And the Lugnuts did not score that inning. Now CJ opening up the frame. What can he do with action of the Whitecaps pen behind Sears? At a one, up and away. CJ out of Newport Beach, California. The pitch. Inside. And then you've got Andrew Sears out of Warwick, Rhode Island. And this is something that I always enjoy, Adam. And I got a guy from right next to the Atlantic Ocean meeting a guy from right near the Pacific Ocean meeting in Michigan. Rodriguez lifts it foul. Off to the right side, out of play. The Georgia Tech yellow jacket, Jenkins, given a watch from first base.
Coast to coast, meet in the middle. Kind of.
Right. 2-2. Foul the way right side. Keep it right here. Try the break even. Breaking ball just around the outside corner. Three balls and two strikes. Payoff. Rodriguez bounces right back to Sears. Gives a look. Underhand to Jenkins. One away. Sahid Valenzuela takes ball one up and away. Adam, I've got a game that I'm readying to play with you coming up in the sixth inning. Time is called before that Sears pitch. Let it fly anyway, just sort over everybody. Checking in with the home plate umpire, Michael Cross. Cross saying, hey, 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 don't speed up this pace. I'll let you know when we're ready here at the plate.
A game, you say, huh?
Uh-huh. One out, nobody on. One out. Valenzuela swings and misses. A bouncer on the left side. Backhand shortstop Penny. Long throw, you bet. Jack Penny dropping the dime. Two gone. Joshua Corona Grower, top of the order. Nuts down 5-0. First pitch swinging, it's a fly ball out to center. Woody Hayden tracks it back with room. He retrieves, and that'll do it. Andrew Sears sits down 7 in a row, and he's through 5 scoreless innings. Onward to the 6th. 5-0 Whitecaps.
I'm Elton John. When he was just 13, my friend Ryan White was diagnosed with AIDS. This was 40 years ago. At the time, he was shunned and threatened by his community, yet his grace and determination to help change the world for himself and all those infected with HIV was an inspiration. He is part of the reason I founded the Elton John AIDS Foundation. Since it began, the foundation has helped reach over 100 million people at risk of and affected by AIDS. Learn more at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. Follow us at EJAF on Instagram.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are called amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow.
Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You could provide pencils and paper, help a music class get a guitar,
or even a science project for a classroom like mine.
Learn more at DonorsChoose.org.
Nate Ankiel here with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the game. Go Nuts!
Jack Mahoney is out to pitch the top of the sixth inning. Entering a third inning out of the pen, it has not been easy for Jack, who's walked three, but he's not allowed a run. Left a runner at third base in the fourth inning, left a runner at third base in the fifth inning. 5-0, his Lugnuts trail the Whitecaps, takes on the top of the order. We begin with Peyton Graham on the first pitch. A bouncer down to third, Tommy White accepts. Here's the throw. He's out at first base by a step. One pitch, one gone against Mahoney, who appears to be settling in.
Can we get the game now? Because, you know, the innings are going so quick, Jesse, that you might want to start now if you're going to get it through the entire sixth inning.
I'm ready. It's Bluey Day. So, Adam Jaxa, your contest is this. Bluey character or 2025 Major League Baseball draft pick?
Oh.
Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Now the first offering, call this strike to Jack Penny. Cannon Pickle. Is that a Bluey character or is that a 2025 Major League Baseball draft pick?
Draft pick.
That is correct. Selected by the Marlins. This pitch is lifted up in the air out in a shallow left field. Tommy White is out. Called off. Then Ankelin from left with the grab. Stripe Healer. Is that a draft pick or is that a Bluey character?
Wait, what is the first name?
Stripe. Stripe Healer.
Stripe Healer?
Yes.
Dude, if this is a major league name, that's sick, but I'm going to go Bluey.
It is a Bluey character. That's true. That's Bluey's uncle. Anson Arose. Isaac Pacheco takes a breaking ball inside all the way to the backstop. Is Anson Arose a Bluey character or a Major League Baseball draft pick?
MLB.
That is correct. The Dodgers' 19th round selection out of Oregon, a catcher. We'll probably see him with the Great Lakes Loons. Ball one offering. Inside corner, strike called. Okay. You know the answer to this one already, but I'm saying it. Meridian Lefeu. Is that a draft pick or a Bluey character? Pacheco takes a called strike. Two outs, nobody on. 5-0 Whitecaps in the sixth.
Meridian Lefeu?
Meridian Lefeu. Is Meridian Lefeu a Bluey character or a draft choice?
Draft choice, baby.
That's true. The Tigers' 19th rounder out of Gaston Christian School of Shortstop. So, potentially future Whitecap. Here's the 1-2. A ground ball foul off to the right side. Some of these, I only have one name down, so you're going to have to do your best.
Hold on, let me do one for myself. Bluey, yeah. Is that a Bluey character or is that a draft pick?
And?
I'm going to go draft pick. There's got to be a Bluey in this draft, right? Like a last name with Blue?
I looked up Baseball Reference. I could not find any Blueys, but there was Vita Blue. And again, Pacheco has to step back and away. The slider missing Pacheco, missing the zone. It's 2-2.
Keeping it in the Athletics organization.
All right, let's go Calypso. Was there a player named Calypso drafted this year?
I'm going to say, sorry, no.
That's right. That's Bluey's teacher. Fosher. Was there a player named Fosher drafted? A ground ball up the first base side, but wide of the bag and foul.
Fosher, could I get the spelling and origin,
yes,
please?
F-O-S-H-E-R. Fosher.
Fosher.
Fosher. Is that a Bluey character or a draft pick?
Draft pick?
That's right. Peyton Fosher, a pitcher from Nevada.
Nice.
And the 2-2. Raked foul up the right side over the screen. Off the concrete wall and then bouncing back. How about Lucky? Is Lucky the name of a Bluey character or a Major League Baseball draft pick?
That's got to be like his her buddy or something, right?
Lucky is, in fact, Bluey's next-door neighbor. That's right.
Of course.
And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Side retired. Adam Jaxa, perfect score. Woo! Let's go to the bottom of the sixth inning on Bluey Day. 5-0 West Michigan the lead. But Jack Mahoney, a perfect frame through three hitless innings.
I'm Elton John. When he was just 13, my friend Ryan White was diagnosed with AIDS. This was 40 years ago. At the time, he was shunned and threatened by his community, yet his grace and determination to help change the world for himself and all those infected with HIV was an inspiration. He is part of the reason I founded the Elton John AIDS Foundation. Since it began, the foundation has helped reach over 100 million people at risk of and affected by AIDS. Learn more at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. Follow us at EJAF on Instagram.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are called amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow.
Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You could provide pencils and paper, help a music class get a guitar,
or even a science project for a classroom like mine.
Learn more at DonorsChoose.org.
Nate Ankle here with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the game. Go Nuts.
Callan Fields is the new man on the mound. On the field, maybe I should say. Jackson Fields taking over for Andrew Sears. On the Whitecaps leading the Lugnuts, 5-0. Fields the righty, deals to TJ Schofield-Sam. Up and away, ball one. Schofield-Sam walked and struck out against Andrew Sears. One of the two strikeouts on one of the two walks. 5-0 Caps. Lined up. The pitch. That rides high. This is the field style, by the way. Loves that four-seamer top of the zone. And we have seen him drop into his bag with the lollipop of a great curve. 2-0 on its way. Brought off the hands, foul, left side, and bouncing harmlessly in front of the West Michigan dugout. And right into the dugout. 2-1. This is Fields' 15th relief appearance, his 19th overall appearance for West Michigan. And what really makes him special is the command. Only 9 walks, 52 strikeouts. League batting a cool 201 against him. 2-1. Fouled back, strike 2. Going right after Schofield-Sam with that fastball. And has the invisible quality. Great carry. A 2-2 pitch. Lifted out, shallow center field. The shortstop, Penny, called off. Woody Haydeen in from center. Had one away. The Lugnuts will be heading out of town after this game. The West Michigan will be returning for the Lugnuts Tuesday through Sunday at Lake County. And then when the Nuts return, July 29th through August the 3rd, back here at Jackson Field. Nate Mankill takes a ball high. There's the curve. First look at it. Just did not drop it back to the zone. 72 miles an hour. Tantalizing. 5-0 Caps. Fastball fouled back. You follow 72 with 92. And you can understand why a batter's timing might be a little bit messy. Mankill's 1-for-2 with a single. One of the 3 hits allowed by the starter Sears in his 5 scoreless. The pitch. Hill takes a ball low. When the Nuts return, July 29th, a Tuesday, Tacos and Tall Boys and Disability Pride Night here at the ballpark. Lugnuts and Cedar Rapids. 2-1. Off the outside corner. Ball 3. Slider. And Wednesday, July 30th, back to the day game. It'll be a 1:05 p.m. start time on a Wednesday. Luggy's day off. 3-1. Called a strike in the outside corner. Well-placed fastball. Remember, Colin Fields does not walk batters.
He's working just as fast as Sears was. My goodness.
The Whitecaps don't want to stick around. Payoff. A bouncer hit to short. Jack Penny accepts the hop. Goes to first. 2 outs. Getting the same kind of results that Sears was, too. Adams, you know what the giveaway will be on Wednesday, July the 30th? Do you remember how earlier this year there was a Lugnut basketball jersey giveaway?
Oh, yeah.
So this will be the hockey jersey giveaway. Like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, instead of the Red Wings sweater, it'll be a Lansing red and white sweater. Tommy White takes a ball low. That won't be a sweater. It'll be July 30th, so it's highly breathable. But that's the giveaway to the first 1,000 fans presented by the Michigan Soybean Committee. July 30th, get your tickets. Dog days of summer, too. What up? Out of the way. 2 balls, no strikes. Tommy White, 0-for-2. A strikeout and a flyout to deep center, where Haydeen made a terrific leaping catch right at the fence. Fields looks for a perfect frame, protecting a 5-0 lead. Kicks, offers. Ball 3 inside. On Thursday, July 31st, Lugnuts will be wearing their Hitsville USA uniforms. celebrating Motown. 3-0. White with the red light. Not a strike is called. That's on a special Coors Light Thirsty Thursday. Then if you want to know when the next bobblehead giveaway is, first day in August. August the 1st of Friday, Lawrence Butler bobblehead giveaway. Fields 3-1. Went around too far. And Tommy White realized at the last second, uh-oh, fastball above the zone. Couldn't stop himself. 3 balls and 2 strikes in the Lansing third baseman. Being a pitter in the order. That is 11th take of the year yesterday. He has earned this payoff. Rip foul right side. Keep it here. On Saturday, August the 2nd. I'm just going to give Adam a smile. It's Harry Potter night for the Harry Potter house hat giveaway. 3-2. Fly ball center field. Woody Hayden backs up, but not to the wall this time. He comes in to accept the catch. And Lansing goes down quietly against Fields. Onward to the 7th. Adam jacks up. Proud Gryffindor coming up with the call. Get your tickets, by the way, LansingLugNuts.com for that next homestand, July 29th through August the 3rd. Lugnuts and Cedar Rapids Colonels. 6 innings complete. 5-0 Whitecaps.
Hey guys, Jason McCourty here. As a 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion, people always ask me, what's it like getting ready for the big game? Let me tell you, it's all about preparation, knowing what you're up against, especially when food allergy is part of the game plan. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy-friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
This is Josh Cordegrau with your Lansing Lugnuts. Time to get back to the game.
The top of the 7th, we move here at Jackson Field. It is all West Michigan still, thanks to the 2 runs in the 2nd, 3 runs in the 3rd, 5-0 Whitecaps. Off to the 7th inning, where we see a new man on the mound, Jake Christensen, the right-hander, taking over for Jack Mahoney, the lefty, who took over for Sha-Shu Shun. He faces Andrew Jenkins. Ready, ready, the pitch. And the first one slings in there, strike one. Jenkins with a walk, a triple, run scored, and a double play ball. The pitch. That's fouled back. No balls, 2 strikes. All right, Jesse.
All right, Adam.
Let's see what you got here. Christensen set from the stretch. Pitch home. That's fouled back. Ice cream.
You scream.
We all scream.
For ice cream.
Yeah, man. It is National Ice Cream Day today on this Sunday, July 20th. So, yeah, we're talking ice cream here. Pitch home. That's outside. 1-2. Reminder, too, for all the youngsters that are here, or if you're around the area, Capital City Market, you get some free ice cream right after the game on a Capital City Market Kids Day. Pitch. That's down low. 2-2. So, we got flavors.
Okay.
What are the top flavors? A mint chocolate chip is definitely up there.
Good.
2-2 pitch. That's a little bit wide. 3-2.
Are we going to go into the basics? Like, can I say chocolate?
Absolutely. So, yeah, chocolate, vanilla are 1 and 2.
Okay.
Strawberry is up there. Mint chocolate chip is 4. The pitch. This is 5 foul. right field side. And this going off of an article I found on Parade.com. Very legit.
Oh, love Parade. Where does cookie dough or cookies and cream rank? Like, are they going old school or new school?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, they have to be top 10. They've got Butter Pecan 5.
Where's Moose Tracks?
Cookie dough is 6.
Okay.
Cookies and cream 7. Bouncing ball off the plate over to JKG. Handles it, sets, throws a little low, but Schofield Sam bends over, puts the mitt on the dirt. He's got it. One away in this 7th inning. West Michigan up 5-0. All right, so, chocolate chip cookie dough 6, cookies and cream 7, Rocky Road 8.
I have never met anybody in my life who has ever ordered Rocky Road.
Really?
I could not even tell you what Rocky Road is. I've always seen it offered, but nobody gets it.
Pitch, that shoots in there, strike one to Austin Murr.
Can you tell me what Rocky Road is?
I'm getting there, man.
Okay.
So demanding, this guy over here. Jeez, oh, Pete. Oh, one pitch. And a bouncing ball foul, first base side. All right, Jesse, so here we go.
Okay.
Rocky Road, if you're a chocoholic who loves a little crunch and the ice cream cone, then Rocky Road is always the way to go. It's got the base of chocolate, but with chopped almonds and gooey marshmallow pieces mixed in. Pitch home. Bouncing ball, first base side. Schofield Sam waits on it, has it at his left knee, runs it to the bag, tags it. And there's your second out. Austin Murr is done.
How many times in your life have you ordered Rocky Road?
I don't usually order it, but we used to get it, you know, by the carton back in the day. Bring it home, some Rocky Road. Residents in California, Nevada, and Montana all name this flavor their number one favorite. How about that?
Maybe it's just regional.
Here's Luke Gold from the right side. The pitch, he shoots in there, strike one. Two outs, base is clear in the 7th. It's 5-0 Lansing on National Ice Cream Day. How about coffee-flavored ice cream? That's number 9.
Love coffee.
0-1 pitch. That's low and outside.
I think you know this about me. I don't drink coffee at all, but I love the taste of coffee and other things. Coffee ice cream is probably tied for first for me.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Tied with mint chocolate chip.
Wow.
And Moose Tracks.
Pitch home. Up in the air, out to center field, hit pretty well. Lasko is tracking back to his left towards the alley. He is there, though, reaches up, makes the grab, and there is your final out. So some delicious ice cream talk. Number 10, by the way, just straight chocolate chip. We'll keep going when we return. It is time to stretch it out. 5-0 West Michigan on a sunny Sunday afternoon. A bluey Sunday on this July 20th, 2025. It is all West Michigan looking for a sweep. They're up 5-0 in the series finale. Off day tomorrow, then Lansing will head out to East Lake, Ohio to play the Captains. Nuts in danger of dropping 2 games below 500 here in this second half. Ryan Lasko opens up the 7th against Colin Fields. The pitch, fouled back off the mask. Strike one. You know what? I've decided that there's 35 flavors on here. We're going to keep going. We have the top 10 here. ice cream flavors. That starts with chocolate, and that went all the way down to, well, 9 and 10, coffee and chocolate chip. Pistachio is number 11. I've never had pistachio ice cream. You either love it or you hate it, this says. Well, according to YouGov, a surprising amount of American adults love pistachio at 4%, although we don't think many kids will be ordering this flavor anytime soon. Yeah, I would have to agree with that.
The color's great. You see the green and you go, oh, what is this? It's my mother's favorite ice cream flavor.
Really? I'd see the green and go, oh, sweet, mint chocolate chip. And then I would find out real quick. By the way, they are getting, it looks like a new mask for Bennett Lee, because that thing came right in on the mask and may have damaged the first one. I think, yeah, he just got a equipment change there. Trying something else out. Neapolitan. That's the chocolate, the vanilla, and the strawberry, right?
That's right. As I get older, I have more of an appreciation for the strawberry.
Yeah, that's a pretty good combo. 0-1. Drops in there on the inner part of the plate. Off speed, top of the zone. Curveball, strike two. Last go today, 0-1 with a walk. All West Michigan, 5-0. The pitch. And that's in there. Called strike three. May have been a touch on the edge or bordering a little bit wide, but the call goes, and it's a standing strikeout for Lasko. First K for Fields. All right, cake batter, that's number 13. Very sweet. You got the sprinkles on there. Feeling like you're licking a birthday cake. Pitch home. Casey Yamauchi takes it again. May have been a touch wide. It is called strike one, so zone expanded here for Michael Cross.
Jack Mahoney saying, what was that for me earlier?
Now what? Preferential treatment. The pitch. That's a little bit wide. One ball, one strike. All right, number 14, salted caramel. It is National Ice Cream Day, so we're giving you these flavors. What do you think? Salted caramel, Jesse, you like that one?
Not my style for ice cream. I like it just in general.
Not a big caramel guy, caramel guy. Pitch, bouncing ball off the plate, weakly hit, fair, right down the third base side. Picked up by Bennett Lee, spinning, no throw. Swinging bunt single for Yama, and Lansing finally has a base runner for the first time since the third inning. 11 straight had been retired before Yama got that little swinging bleeder right there. That dropped in perfectly. So now here comes Jared Dickey. Butterscotch is number 15. Oh, French vanilla, number 16.
Just underrated.
Straight vanilla, 2. French vanilla, 16. Pitch. Rocked up in the air. Right field side. Foul territory, though. Bringing Graham and Jenkins over. And both the first and second basemans watch that go into the crowd. All right, so here's what they say about French vanilla. Vanilla may be number 2 on the list, but French vanilla isn't too far behind. If you're wondering what, in fact, the difference is, French vanilla is marked by a French style of ice cream that utilizes egg yolks in the base. This makes for a creamier, richer consistency, as well as a yellowish hue, as opposed to vanilla's stark white. Pitch home. That's a little bit inside. And that is ball one. You know, that reminds me of if you go to eat snow, and there's dog pee in the snow, that's going to be yellow.
It's a little yellower. Yeah.
If it's just straight snow, it's going to be white. The difference between French vanilla and vanilla. There you go, folks.
They're both delicious.
1-1. That's up high.
Stay away from that snow.
Dog pee, snow, and snow, both delicious? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, depends.
Wow.
For dogs.
Ugh. All right, now they have another vanilla on here. Cherry vanilla, 17.
Solid. How about Madagascar vanilla?
2-1. It's a little bit up there on Dickey. Three balls in his strike. Lugnuts looking for a couple of base runners here. You ever had cherry vanilla? Is that just simply
cherry
vanilla?
Cherry vanilla is excellent, yes.
Now,
little cherry, little vanilla.
And they come together like that. Okay. Pitch. That's up high. Ball four. A little walk is nice. And there are two on. Nuts have a little rally going here. First and second. And here comes C.J. Rodriguez. I always just associate a cherry as, hey, just grab some vanilla ice cream and go get your cherries and dump it on there, right?
That's the thing. The cherry taste goes with so many different flavors. So, yeah, combine cherry with vanilla, you've got yourself something good.
Number 18 kind of feels like Reese's chocolate peanut butter. Again, I don't know if I've actually had chocolate peanut butter ice cream. There are all kinds of ways to unite chocolate and peanut butter in ice cream flavor, but most typically you'll find it done as such. Dark chocolate ice cream with swirls of peanut butter throughout. Of course, you can always up the PB ante by throwing in some Reese's peanut butter cups as a topping. Yeah, you can. That's the way to go. Lee out there visiting with Fields. Now they're set before C.J. Rodriguez. Number 19 ice cream flavor, maple.
Oh, sensational.
A pinch. That's flying outside, ball one to Rodriguez. Also known as maple creams, pronounced creamy, maple creamy, in Vermont and even parts of New Hampshire, maple-flavored ice cream is a bit of a New England staple. East Coaster, you know all about that. Check swing. C.J. Rodriguez goes through. Strike one.
Yeah, love it.
Usually you'll find this in soft serve form piled on top of a waffle cone. That does sound epic. 5-0 Whitecaps. Lugnuts looking, though, for some runs. Swing and a miss from C.J. Rodriguez. 1-2. They have runners at first and second with one out. Black Raspberry Chip is number 20. If you're a Black Raspberry fan. Moose Tracks comes in all the way at 21. Wow. 1-2 pitch. There's a breaking ball just wide. Two balls, two strikes. Moose Tracks, a branded flavor only licensed out of a few different companies. This flavor is made with vanilla ice cream, peanut butter cups, and fudge swirls. Oh,
so good.
Originating in Michigan in 1988. The pitch, that's up high. Three balls, two strikes. It's the top pick of Michiganders, Wisconsinites, and Iowans all agreeing on this Midwest flavor. Yeah, but not even in the top 20? Come on now. 3-2. Swing and a foul tip. Fastball challenged him, and the fastball wins from Fields. Second strikeout. Here comes Saheed Valenzuela with two away. All right, let's jet through these others to get to 30. Raspberry Ripple is 22.
Don't give yourself brain freeze.
Yeah. Tongue on top of the mouth. Strawberry Cheesecake is 23. Cotton Candy, 24. Watermelon, 25. The pitch. Saheed swings through that one. Home run type of hack there from the left side of the plate.
Watermelon. Have they said pumpkin yet?
I have not seen pumpkin.
Pumpkin ice cream is great.
Pralines and cream?
Praline, yes.
Oh, praline. Yeah, there we go. I guess I should have known that. Pitch home. It's up high. One ball, one strike. Matcha green tea is 27. Banana is 28. No way. Rum raisin, 29.
Oh.
Bubblegum, 30. Tutti Frutti, 31. Eggnog, 32. Okay. It's a shot ball down the third base side. Sliding, stopped by Pacheco behind the bag. Throws to first. It's late and off the bag. Heck of an effort by Pacheco even to have a shot there to get the throw to first base, but it's an infield single, and they are loaded up for the Nuts. And if there was ever a time for Lansing to get back into this one, it's right now, down 5-0, and the top of the order coming up at Joshua Kuroda-Grauer. So there you go. Happy National Ice Cream Day to you. Hopefully, we've enticed you. Go out there, get a cone. Or, you know, go get a shake or a Blizzard, McFlurry.
There were a couple I didn't hear. Maybe they just slipped past me. Blue Moon and Superman.
Yeah, neither. Neither on the list.
Interesting.
You want to write a letter?
And yet.
A comment?
Banana was.
Incredibly.
Banana
terrible.
Above Superman.
Moose Tracks was 21. That's how you know it's a fraudulent
list. It's regional. It's total. Like, are you a Michigan State Dairy Store kind of person?
Oh, yeah. I visit that place a good amount of times. Great spot. Pitch home. JKG takes the strike right at the top of the zone, 91 miles an hour. Okay, so this seventh inning has gone strikeout, single, walk, strikeout, single. Loaded up with two outs, Nuts down 5-0 in the seventh. The pitch slides in there right at the bottom outside corner, but not given there. So one ball, one strike against JKG at four hits yesterday. He's 1-for-3 today. He's put everything in play. Single and then two flyouts to center. The pitch. That's outside. Lansing has not been able to come back against these Whitecaps this year. When they've gotten down, West Michigan has been able to find a way through, but Lansing would love to break through and get back in this one. 2-1. Catches the outside corner at 92 miles an hour. Strike two.
That pitch arrived. Josh immediately started shaking his head. He didn't think that was going to be it. Maybe grazed the corner.
Number two, very comfortable with two strikes to his name. The pitch. Breaking ball fouled off, and that got Lee in a brutal spot. So he's going to take a moment here. The athletic trainer has come out, Mick Wheeler, to take a peek at him, and here comes Tony Cappuccelli. But it looks like on a high curveball, that was kind of a tomahawk swing. Kuroda Grauer ricocheted that. If you think of your favorite power forward in the NHL sitting right in front of the net, and a high-flying puck comes in and they want to redirect that down towards the goal, that's exactly what that just looked like. And unfortunately, it got Bennett Lee right in the bad spot. Hey, was Banana Split on the list?
Banana was, but not Banana Split.
Okay. All right, looks like Bennett Lee is good enough to continue here. Just needed some time.
So for Colin Fields, right, there are three different strikeout pitches. There's the elevated fastball. That was the curve. He also loves the slider.
He's 2-2. Shot off on a punching shot down the right field line. Foul. Jenkins was giving chase from first base. That ball way up in the zone, but Kuroda Grauer just able to stay alive. This is what he does. He's shaking his hand because that thing stung him coming in towards the handle of the bat. Bases are loaded here. Yama is at third. Dickey at second. Valenzuela at first. Nuts trying to crack the scoreboard here in the seventh. 2-2 pitch. Bouncing ball, foul, third base side.
So after it got to two strikes, curveball, high fastball, and then right back to the curve.
High fastball?
That would make you think that this is going to be a high fastball.
Or does he try that slider that he's hit for a strike a couple of times?
Struck out Lasco.
2-2. Line drive out to center field, but hanging up. Hey, Dean has it. And that is it. So, Lansing with two outs, unable to score once again. Let's head to the eighth inning, all West Michigan, with a shutout lead, 5-0.
My name is John David Carpton.
Dr. Kimberly Stegmeyer.
Dr. Edith Perret.
I'm a medical oncologist.
And I focus on cancer prevention.
People are always asking me, why?
Why do I do this work?
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
There was a child that, you know, I took care of and adored, and she said to me, Dr. Kim, you know, will you remember me forever? Sorry. It's been a hard year.
Every day I think of the faces of patients when I see their smiles, when I tell them that new treatments are helping their lives.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
Hey guys, this is Jared Dickey, outfielder with the Lugnuts, and Johnny Christensen's intern. Let's get back to the game.
Seven innings down, just two here left to go in this series. A little mini three-game set post-MLB All-Star break. Lansing lost 5-2 on Friday. They lost 15-4 last night. They're losing 5-0 today. It is Jay Christensen, a 1-2-3 seventh, trying to do the same here in the eighth against 7-8-9, beginning with Patrick Lee, followed by Woody Haydeen and Bennett Lee. Ready, ready, the pitch. Slowing outside, ball one. Well, we have not had a lot of base runners since West Michigan scored early in this game, outside of Lansing just loading them up in that last half inning. 1-0. Sent up towards the blue sky, and that is fading foul, right field side. And back towards the concourse area. One ball, one strike on Lee, who's walked a couple of times and been hit by a pitch, so he has reached all three times. He's scored twice. He's also stolen four bases. Quite the day for this guy. Even though he doesn't have a hit, he's getting aboard, doing damage. Ready, ready, pitch home. And on the hands, bounce right back to Christensen on the mound. Runs it over to first, underhand, easy toss to Schofield Sam, one away. 5-0 West Michigan in this eighth inning. And here comes Woody Haydeen. Hey, let's answer the trivia question for you here in this eighth inning, which was us asking on this day in MLB history, there have been three no-hitters. Can you name any of the pitchers? Pitch. That slides down inside. Ball one.
Harrison Stackpole wrote in with an answer.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, he did.
What does Harrison have to
Christy say? Christy Mathewson, Lou Burdett, Sonny Siebert.
It's a bouncing ball foul first base side. One ball, one strike. Okay, well, I guess there were more than three no-hitters because those aren't the three that I had.
That's why, you remember you said, should I give the years? And I said, yeah, give the years.
Yeah, that's true. 1-1 pitch. Popped up, shallow center. Back goes the shortstop. JKG calls off the other two, then gets out of the way. In comes Nankiel from left to clean it up. He makes the catch. And there are two away.
I think that was Ryan Lasko serving to direct traffic. I think Lasko got Kuroda Grauer out of there before the big man came through.
Whatever works. All right, what? I'm sorry. His three pitchers were what?
He said Christy Mathewson, Lou Burdett, and Sonny Siebert. Those were his guesses.
Okay, well, he's 0 for 3, but Harrison, thank you for playing. Mal Eason of Brooklyn.
Mal Eason.
Back in 1906 against the Cardinals. Pitch home. Swing and a miss from Bennett Lee. Strike one. That was a 2-0 no-hitter win. And Jim Bunning of the Tigers threw a no-hitter. He beat the Red Sox 3-0 in the first game of a doubleheader back in 1958 today. And then Bill Singer of the Dodgers, a no-hitter against the Phils, 5-0. And that was at Los Angeles.
Jim Bunning had the two no-hitters, one in each lead.
The pitch. That shoots in there on the inner half of the plate. Strike two. So how about that? Three no-hitters today, 1906, 1958, and 1970. No no-hitter today, but it is also 5-0 in this game. Whitecaps in front. That pitch is spoiled back foul. Up and out of play. Remains no balls, two strikes on Lee. He is struck out, then reached on an HBP, then flied out to center. Five runs in the second and third combined, and then no runs the rest of the way here. The pitch. Check swing, he did go around. That, according to Michael Cross, the home plate umpire, tagged out by C.J. Rodriguez. And that is it. So we are rolling along here. Lansing's got to get some runs. They have two chances left. And a penultimate chance next in the bottom of the eighth.
Hey, guys, 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here. And I'm an innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. So I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, and every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week. It's getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Hi, it's Corey Aving with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the diamond.
Of the eighth inning here at Jackson Field. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with you. It is all West Michigan up 5-0. Lansing hoping to change that here. We had a couple of changes coming in from both sides. Blair Calvo has come into the game. He is the new pitcher on the hill. And the right-hander takes over for Colin Fields. And Darlene Montero into the box. The pitch. That is a strike one. So lefty TJ Schofield Sam replaced by Darlene Montero. The lefty should be a straight switch. The pitch, swinging, that's tap back foul. And that meaning that Darlene most likely takes over at first base for the ninth inning. Your other first baseman on the roster. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Sliders all in there to Montero. He swung at a couple of them. He is down on strikes immediately. So that doesn't work out the way the Nuts were hoping. Just trying to add a little spark there. And Montero unable to do anything. So now Nathan Ankiel. It's kind of been the story today. Lansing just five hits. West Michigan only five hits, though. But they capitalized. The Nuts have not been able to. Here's a pitch home. Ankiel takes it in there. Strike one. Well, Lansing, it says 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position, which is unique because they don't have any runs, but they've left 7 aboard. Righty-righty. Next offering. In on the hands, and that's fouled back by Nate. Fielder's choice in the first, single in the third, and then a ground out in the sixth. A little bit hotter here on this Sunday afternoon, just after 3 o'clock in the Eastern time zone. But a big crowd enjoying a Bluey Sunday afternoon. Bluey was roaming around down in the concourse earlier today. 0-2 pitch. Slider twisting out towards right. In comes Lee. Reaches up. He's got it. 2 away. So now here comes Tommy White. Lansing, remember, 11 straight retired from the third to the seventh. And then finally they got something going in the seventh. They loaded him up in the seventh, and then a fly out to dead center from JKG ended that one. The pitch. Tommy White takes it. Slider on the outer edge. Strike one. Tommy 0-for-3. He's hit the ball hard, though, a couple of times out to center field. Struck out in his first at-bat. 5-0 West Michigan. Calvo kicks and throws. Popped up right field side, spraying foul towards the bleachers. Strike two. See some Dippin' Dots going down the aisle right now. That counts as some ice cream on National Ice Cream Day. Double fist and both hands are full. How about that? One of them's for mom. The pitch. Reach down, bouncing ball over towards short. Couple of big hops for Penny. Up to his waist. He's got it. Rips it to first. Jenkins snags, and that's it. A quick eighth inning to welcome Blair Calvo to the game. We head to the ninth already. We are speeding, it feels like. About 2.5 hours deep. 5-0 West Michigan, final inning of this series. Next with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us
forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What's up? It's Jake Garland. Go Nuts. Now back to the game.
The Whitecaps have been out in front throughout this weekend. Three-game series. West Michigan trailed briefly on Friday 2-1 before an Isaac Pacheco two-run homer in the third game in the lead for good. The game was tied up yesterday briefly 1-1 before they took the lead with a two-run third and went on to win. And today they played out from in front. They're leading 5-0. So the Lugnuts closer Mark Adamiak sees action here, dealing outside ball one to Peyton Graham leading off. Darlene Montero, pinch hit for TJ Schofield-Sam, now in playing first base. Jake Christensen went two perfect innings out of the pen, one strikeout. The pitch, Graham takes a called strike. Mark Adamiak, a league-leading 15 saves. 2.53 ERA for the Arkansas Razorback. Kicks and deals, skipping in, 2-1. Peyton Graham is 1-for-4. Pretty big one, though. Back in the second inning with two outs on an 0-2 pitch from Sha Tsu-Chun. He lined a two-run single to give West Michigan the lead. A 2-1 is grounded off the middle. Carter Grauer, diving stop. Pops up, spins, fires. Safe at first base. If Graham didn't have wheels, that would have been interesting. And it could have been added, potentially, to the Carter Grauer highlight reel. Which all the while, we're seeing new plays pop up to get added to the list. Here, though, infield single for Graham. The Carota Grauer did his utmost. And the D from KG. Nobody out. Jack Penny takes a called strike from Adamiak. For Mark Adamiak, a fastball, a cut fastball, a slider, and a changeup. 5-0, West Michigan the lead in the ninth. Here's the pitch, off the outside corner. Two in the second inning on the Graham single. And then three runs in the third inning for West Michigan. All of that against the starter Sha. Jack Mahoney then, three hitless, fourth, fifth, and sixth. And then Christensen the seventh and eighth. Line drive left field. Penny has a base hit. Nate Nankill gloves and gets it in. Graham up to second. Back-to-back singles. Yesterday, West Michigan had 19 hits. Today, they have 7. First hits in the game for the Whitecaps since the third inning. In the third inning, it appeared like we might be on our way to another double-digit Whitecap output. They have scored double-digit runs most times this year than in any season in franchise history. Isaac Pacheco takes a ball inside. What, 17 times the Whitecaps have scored at least 10 runs in a game? And every single time they do so, manager Tony Cappuccelli treats the boys to ice cream chumsticks. Triple plays in effect here. And that's down low. Two balls and no strikes on Pacheco. Graham at second, Penny at first. Coming up in the bottom of the ninth inning, Lasco, Yamauchi, Dickey. Right-hander Marco Jimenez warms up in the Caps' pen. The pitch, off the outside corner. And a touch high as well. Ball three. Wind is now blowing in from right field. Pacheco is 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. On 3-0. Takes ball. No, called the strike. Yeah.
The home plate umpire Cross had a good look. Pacheco was ready to swing that bat back to the dugout. 3-1. Plate appearance is not done yet. That would have loaded up the bases. Andrew Jenkins waits on deck. And that is down and in. Lost him with a cutter. Oh, the bases are loaded. Bring up Jenkins. But first bring out the pitching coach, Dave Burba. I would like to take you back, all the way back, to the 1990s, Adam. Because you know that the Lansing Lugnuts arrived here in 1996. Did you know that the Lugnuts came from Springfield, Illinois?
Yes, sir.
And before that, Waterloo, Iowa.
That's right.
And Waterloo, Iowa, in 1993, so the lease for the stadium was raised from $1 to five digits shortly before the season. And so Tom Dixon, who had recently purchased the team, decided, all right, I need to move my squad. Where is a stadium in the Midwest that I can move it that is not in use that would be available for Midwest League action? As it happened, there was a team in Springfield, Illinois, who were leaving town. Where were they going? They were going to Madison, Wisconsin. Well, Madison, Wisconsin, why did they have a spot? And the answer was because the Madison Muskies, they were leaving in 1993 to become, in 1994, the West Michigan Whitecaps. Andrew Jenkins swings away. First pitch, pops it up. Shallow right field. Second baseman Yamauchi out. Right fielder Dickey in. Dickey the catch down the line. Runners don't budge. One away for Adamiak. Graham still at third. Penny at second. Pacheco at first for Austin Murr. Well, I've hidden a trivia question for you in the midst of this. There are three different teams involved. From Waterloo to Springfield, a team that becomes the Lugnuts. From Madison to West Michigan, a team that becomes the Whitecaps. What's the current team in the Midwest League that moved from Springfield to Madison, Wisconsin? And I'll give you a hint. It's a Michigan-based team. Austin Murr bats left. 5-0 Caps. First pitch, high. Ball one.
Well, that would be the Great Lakes Loons.
Yes, it was the Great Lakes Loons. The franchise that went from Springfield, Illinois to Madison, Wisconsin. They became the Madison Hatters. The 1-0. Strike called. At the letters or thereabouts on the fastball from Adamiak. And then the Madison Hatters, the very next year, they were only in Madison for one season. And then they moved to Battle Creek, Michigan. And from Battle Creek eventually to Midland. Here's the pitch. Fouled back to the netting. Strike two. Murr today is 1-for-4 with an RBI double, a strikeout, a ground out, a pop out. Can everybody see okay? We've got great company in our broadcast booth right now. Not really, Cora? Okay. We'll see if we can find you some space to see.
Bring in the age grouping down here.
I think
here.
That I might need to move back a bit. The pitch. Murr takes ball two down and in. So a little musical chairs played by teams that were not in Michigan yet from 1993 to 1994 to become the three Michigan-based Midwest League teams. There were no teams in the Midwest League in Michigan. And then suddenly, there were. A 2-2 is lifted left side, slicing foul. It's a long run for Nate Nankill. Goes into a dive, but he can't make the catch, losing his cap. Twirling around right near the West Michigan pen. Simply a harmless foul. Now Nate has to dust himself off with Kuroda Grauer over there, the shortstop, just to acknowledge the effort. 2-2, it stays on Murr.
Well, I think that probably means a lot to Nate because, you know, this game kind of, it's 5-0, it's the ninth, it's kind of sat here for a while, and he could have just given up on that, but he's still given all his effort, and his teammate appreciates that.
Appreciation was shown to Nate earlier today. Before the game, the Lansing Lugnuts Booster Club presented him with their Booster Club Player of the Month for June. Here's the pitch. That's up high. Now the count is 3-2 on Austin Murr with no place to put him. Graham at third, Penny at second, Pacheco at first. And this is a big spot here. And West Michigan's up 5-0. They could put the game away with a big swing by Murr. He homered earlier in the series. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He strikes out here. Two outs in the ninth inning. Adamiak reared back for something extra and found 97. And Murr might have helped him out expanding off the outside corner. I've got binoculars here if anyone would like to use them. Luke Gold now is 0-for-4 today, looking for his first knock of the day. He takes strike called. Cutter at the top of the zone, outer side. That strike zone has not really been east-west, but it's been north-south.
Yeah.
Like teams in the Midwest League might move, the strike zone might move a little. Bases loaded, two outs. Gold swings. He loops it. Center field. Ryan Lasko in and falls for a base hit. Two runs score. From first base, Pacheco taking third. He's thrown out by Lasko. Tagged by White. Side retired. But give Luke Gold a two-run single. And West Michigan's lead is 7-0 as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning from Jackson Field.
I want you to imagine for a moment, you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, it's Steven Echeverria with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the diamond.
As we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, Marco Jimenez is now in to pitch for the West Michigan Whitecaps. By the way, checking out the replay to see, did Lansing, with the out at third base, did they count the run or not? And in fact, checking in with the home plate umpire Michael Cross made it very clear to everybody, Adam, that I believe only one run scored on the Luke Gold single, that the out at third was recorded before the runner scored from second base. Yeah, Michael Cross signaling that Jack Penny did not cross home plate before the tag was made on Isaac Pacheco at third base. We'll see if that proves significant. Instead of 7-0, it's 6-0 Whitecaps as we open up the bottom of the ninth inning. Ryan Lasko leads off against Marco Jimenez. First pitch on its way. And he takes a called strike. Fastball from Jimenez, 96 miles an hour. The toss. Strike two called. Slider. Marco Jimenez replaces Blair Calvo, who tossed a perfect eighth inning with one strikeout. And 0-2 for Lasko. Check swing on appeal. He did not go. Oh, the Whitecaps thought that that was going to be a strikeout. Lasko struck out looking in the seventh inning. He's 0-2 officially, but he still has life. Target away. Jimenez steps back. Leg kick and the 1-2. Up and in. Low bridge at 98. Jimenez brings in a 2.01 ERA into this outing. He's been another effective reliever for the Caps. Break even. Strike three called. Fastball at 97. Lasko rung up. And Lasko let the home plate umpire, Michael Cross, know what he thought about that call.
Well, it's tough, but that one was there. That's just frustration. Leaking out right there, Lasko, you can understand it. It's been a tough weekend for the Nuts.
Mm-hmm. Here's Casey Amauchi. Lasko, by the way, yep, ejected from the game immediately.
Yamauchi takes a called strike. Second time this season that Ryan Lasko has been ejected. Michael Kurse heard something, and he had heard enough. Jimenez offers. A ground ball hit to short. Jack Penny bobbles, picks it up, fires. Still got the out at first base. The quick recovery. Yamauchi can flash down the line. West Michigan is one out away from a three-game sweep. Jared Dickey is 0 for 2 today. Two groundouts and a walk. Righty to lefty. Fouled straight back, strike one. It's a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, but that has been Jared's susceptibility as of late, Adam. He's been unable to lay off the pitches above the zone. Six nothing West Michigan. Bottom of the ninth. Two outs, nobody on. Dickey, the number seven batter, trying to keep the home team alive. Jimenez winds and offers. Fly ball, center field. Woody Haydeen started back, comes in, makes the catch. This ball game is over. A perfect ninth for Jimenez. A three-game sweep for the West Michigan Whitecaps, defeating the Lugnuts this Sunday afternoon, 6-0. A combined five-hit shutout for Andrew Sears, Colin Fields, Blair Calvo, and Marco Jimenez. Lugnuts postgame is on its way next.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges: mental health struggles, housing obstacles, employment, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At the Bob Woodruff Foundation, we raise awareness about the tough challenges veterans and military families face and invest in solutions to help support them in the next chapter of their lives. And with one solution comes the next. We solve a housing situation. We increase employment opportunities. We solve employment problems. We address food insecurity. We solve food insecurity. We impact physical and mental health issues. Learn more about our work at bobwoodruffoundation.org/success.
Hi, this is Davis Diaz. Let's get back to the game. Let's go Nuts.
It was a convincing three-game sweep of Lansing, conducted by the West Michigan Whitecaps in Michigan State Capitol. They won on Friday night 5-2. They won last night 15-4. They win today by the final score of 6-0. Welcome back into Jackson Field. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, rejoined by Adam Jaxa. Adam, no pizza for us today, but certainly we're bagels because of the Whitecaps hurlers, the league's best, and living up to all that they have put forth this year.
I'm going to take a break from pizza, I think, for a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just a little bit. We'll come back eventually, okay. But yeah.
I'll check in with you in a month.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe a
protein
week.
Protein shakes.
Yeah, I mean, West Michigan dominated, more of the same. We talked about it, what Lansing needed to do, and they could not get anything going offensively. They got runners on base, loaded up the bases. They had their chances early, and West Michigan took advantage, got their runs, and Lansing was not able to. That kind of have been the story of the series of games here at Jackson Field between the Whitecaps and the Lugnuts, and that is now 9 games here at Jackson Field this year, and West Michigan has won 8.
These two teams have played each other an awful lot over the years. This might be one of the more lopsided season series that has ever been between Lansing and West Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually very tight. It's two rivals that play each other real close, and it makes for fun, compelling series. But this year, West Michigan, they are just head and shoulders. They are above this league. They're above Lansing this year, and they showed it again this week. Even though it was just a weekend series, only three games, they took it to the nuts.
Looking into it right now, the worst that I can see that the Lugnuts have ever fared against the Whitecaps in their all-time series, I want to take you into 2017. They went 1-6 at West Michigan and 2-10 overall. So only 12 meetings that year. This year they've got 21 meetings that they're scheduled for. And with today's loss, the Lugnuts' record against the Whitecaps is now 3-12. There's still that six-game series to go in West Michigan coming up in August. We're heading to August shortly, but before that, we're going to head to Lake County. Lugnuts and the Captains starting up on Tuesday. Things are going to change here. The Lake County Captains and the Lugnuts entered play today, tied in the Midwest League standings, and it's right back into facing the teams you're battling with to win the division. Six games in East Lake, Ohio, Adam. We've talked about this in the past. Things have been different when the opponent has not been the Whitecaps.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, too, because Lansing had just gained that momentum with three straight wins against Great Lakes on the road. But unfortunately, they're going to have to get that momentum back. And that's a big series coming up against the Captains on Tuesday. So take the off day, reset, and get back after it beginning Tuesday through Sunday.
By the way, Lake County was down 5-2 at home against Fort Wayne. They have come all the way back, and they're into the ninth inning, leading the Tin Caps 7-5. If Lake County wins, they would be a game up on the Lugnuts in the East. But more importantly, them beating Fort Wayne keeps Fort Wayne close. The Tin Caps record would fall to 13-11. So we'll see how things go in the East Division. Things are tight, even with the Lugnuts dropping these three straight games. Any final thoughts today?
I got nothing, man. That was a beatdown this weekend, and we'll catch you in East Lake. I'll see you on Thursday.
Eat some ice cream today? Any ice cream to celebrate?
I did pizza yesterday, and we're going to stay healthy today.
Okay, good for you.
But eventually.
Okay.
We'll get ice cream sometime again soon.
For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassel. We've got some strawberries, I think, waiting for you
over here.
Yeah,
no, those have been great.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Absolutely.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Final score once more, the Whitecaps 6. The Lugnuts nothing. Have a terrific rest of your weekend from Michigan State Capitol. Go Nuts!